In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I've always wanted to stand on one of these little things that they have behind the pulpits. I think I'm a little bit too tall right now, but I just wanted to see how it looked. So, I'm not a giant. Thanks be to God, it's good to be here at this particular moment. I'm sorry that we started Mass late, but I was told that this is a church that has a lot of sinners in it. We are on the other side of the Rio Grande, and this is the South Valley, so I know. Soy porqueño también. Okay, so now that we've established that, I can't spend a whole lot of time preaching because I normally preach for a long time and we were already late. So just go ahead and listen to the sermon that I preached this morning on Saint Pius V. And you'll find out more about him, but we're celebrating his particular Mass in honor of him. And it's important that we would begin such a mission with the feast of Saint Pius V. A mission on Our Lady of Fatima, who gave us and reminded us of one thing, appearing not as Our Lady of Fatima, did she? She appeared as who? Our Lady of the Rosary, right? Our Lady of the Rosary. She appeared as Our Lady of the Rosary, Our Lady who preaches that you and I should pray the Rosary. Who is Pius V but a Dominican? A Dominican who carried the Rosary all the time. And Pius V is the reason why all popes wear white. All popes wore white. They wore cardinal red before that, but because he said, I am here only to do one thing. You see, when Pius V was elected as pope, he was not the one expected to be elected as pope. He was one furthest upon the minds of all those who were there to be elected as pope. Why? Because he was so loved by Paul IV. And Paul IV was not loved because he was a reformer. Reformers are never loved. And so because of his life of reformation, bringing a true Catholic reformation to the world that was marked not by a Protestant reformation, but by a Protestant rebellion, he began quashing the errors of Protestantism and began bringing about a more fullness of the life of Christ within the people of God here within the world. Denouncing errors. And who was the one who he elevated to the see, to the cardinalate, was this one, who was later to be Pius V. And when the first words that he spoke on his election, as you'll hear, maybe you read through the popes, they always have something funny or interesting to say after they've been elected. Pope Benedict XVI, when he was elected, he shook his fist at those who were around him, and saying, as those who had gone before him said, may God forgive you for what you have done. May God forgive you for what you have done. Well, Pius V said this to those who were there at his election. He said, may there be as much weeping and lamentation in the church as there was at my election as there will be at my death. May there be as much weeping and lamentation at my death as there was at my election. They did not want him to be pope. He served for pope 6 years, and it's amazing why he is not called Pius the Great, Pius V the Great. Because he did so much in those 6 years of his papacy, bringing peace, bringing order to the church, bringing reform in places that needed to have it. And he was the exact same thing, the exact thing that God needed for his church, to bring it all back together in the midst of such terrible, terrible abuses that were there. I don't have time to tell you about all those things. I spoke about many of them this morning. But suffice it to say that he proclaimed nothing but being a simple servant, a simple son of Saint Dominic, his patron of the Dominican order. And so he preached constantly the reliance upon Our Lady's Rosary. We'll get into that more when we come to things tomorrow, when that is what our message is. But today, pray the Rosary. You prayed it that was here before you, but all hope is found in the Rosary, that those who pray the Rosary receive every grace. In fact, what we find there in Lepanto, which I may or may not talk about tomorrow, because I haven't written the talks yet, what I may talk about tomorrow is to share with you something on how victory was won at Lepanto, because Pope St. Pius V said, you who are going out into battle, you will be armed not so much with the arms that are at your side or in your pocket there, not with the cannons that are manning these boats, but more so with Our Lady's weapon, which is the Rosary. And engaged all of Christendom to pray. And when all of Christendom prayed, relying upon the Mother of God, who is the terror of demons, who is the crusher of the ancient serpent's head, when she spoke her words and when they put their confidence in him, what all of those who relied upon the crescent moon, over which her foot always rests, crushing the snake, all the Mohammedans were utterly destroyed and routed, not by man's work, but by God's work through his most perfect servant, that of Our Lady. And so through the intercession of her, may we ask that at the beginning of this great conference in which we are engaging in this retreat, this time of prayer, that relying upon her, who is the crusher of the serpent, who rises there over the crescent moon, who says that all must bow down and worship her son, not her, for she is not God, but she deflects all things, radiates all the rays of God's love through her, just as the moon shines forth the light of the sun, so too she shines forth that light. St. Pius V rises up at the beginning of this retreat for you and I to look to her, that we might find salvation in him, her son, Son, whose grace and goodness he radiates. Pope St. Pius V, bless us and grant us the grace of the one whom you worship, that we may fall more in love with her, that she may turn us all the more to thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.